Family Worship Center in beautiful downtown Newcastle, Pennsylvania, where we know that we are blessed and highly favored. Amen? My friends, I must tell you something. We found out last night, if you weren't here, I'm sorry, but you won't understand what I'm saying. But last night, well, I got to get some credit here. Kristen did an amazing job last night with the Noah's Ark. Give her a hand. She did a phenomenal job. Kristen and Liz and Chris, phenomenal job. I mean, the kids had a great time. Now, while the kids were downstairs with Noah's Ark, you know what the adults were doing, right? We were raising hell. Because we are a hell-raising church. And if you want to know what that means, you need to come next, first Friday of next month. You need to come in here. Amen. Pastor Chris tore it up last night, so thank you. Couple quick announcements. Power Fit. Every Saturday morning with Pastor Kelly. It's a phenomenal time. You definitely want to come up here. It's in the upper room. 10 o'clock every Saturday morning. We are still in the middle of our 21 days of fasting, so hopefully, you know, I got some weight off. I'm feeling pretty good about it. How about you? So keep you dig into it. Dig into it because God is moving right now. God is moving. I mean, he's so moving. So, you know, dig in. This is a great time. Just to get the intimacy back with the Lord. So a couple other things. Tomorrow morning, 8:30 here at the church, if there's any men that would care to join us, we're going to be doing a little bit of work. We're starting the soundboard and back. Well, we're so excited about that. So, maybe about an hour, maybe 2 hours, just to kind of help haul some wood around, do a little cleanup. Probably about 8:30 to about 10:30, I'm thinking, right, Kel? Sounds about right. So, here at the church, we'd really appreciate it. Tonight we've got Wednesday night. Can't forget about Wednesdays, right? A lot of stuff going on. Holy Spirit's moving. It's moving. We're becoming warriors. We're becoming warriors. There's a battle coming, and God is calling for warriors, and the warriors are in his house. So Wednesday evening, 6:30, about an hour and a half. Someday I'm waiting for the day when the Holy Spirit hits hard, and we just sit here till midnight, right? Amen? So tonight, for our kids, Zion's Lions, we have Beth taking them tonight. Kingdom Kids will be Liz. So let's start today in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord. For Father, it is an honor to be in your house. Lord, there's so much happening in the world, Father, but we know that you've already overcome it. We know, Lord, that through your death and resurrection, that you have already overcome. Lord, we read the book, and in the book, you won. We won. So, Father, we just give you the glory, the praise. We ask you, Father, that just right now, anybody that's sick or needs a healing, understand that by his stripes we are healed. And we are proclaiming healing on anyone that is suffering any ailment, anything, whether it's a battle of cold or aches and pains. Lord, we just say right now, in Jesus' name, they are healed. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Father, we give you the glory, the honor, the praise. We lift this service up to you. And Lord, we welcome all of our friends as well online, understanding that there is no distance in the Spirit. No distance in the Spirit. So, Father, we give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and we say with a great, mighty voice that you are our God and that we are who you say we are. We will do what you say we will do, and most importantly, you are who you said you are. So we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow, trusting what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. I'm putting my fears aside. I'm leaving my doubt behind. I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I won't worry about tomorrow, trusting what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand up here for you.
All my days I'll live for you.
And I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
All my days I'll live for you.
All my days I'll live.
Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow. Trusting what you say, today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Today is the day. Today is the day. Oh, we just want to praise Him tonight. Want to welcome everyone. Just keep on praising God. He's worthy.
Brings to care.
back into order. Who makes this orphan the son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of his brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. This is amazing grace. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy. Worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I will be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. This is amazing grace. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Jesus, I sing for. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Jesus. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please again. I need you. Oh, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul, I need you. Oh, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of symphony in my ears, like holy water in my skin. Like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony in my ears, like all your forgiveness, your forgiveness, like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony in my ears. Holy water on my skin. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony in my ears, like holy water. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of symphony in my ears. That holy, your forgiveness, your forgiveness, like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of symphony in my ears. Like holy water on my skin. Like holy water on my skin. Like holy water. Search the world, but it couldn't fill me. A man's empty praise and treasures that they are never enough. Then you came along and pulled me back together. Oh, thank you, Lord. And every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Nothing is better than you. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and flaws. You'll redeem them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. And there's not a place your mercy and grace won't fill me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you.
Oh, there's nothing.
Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn morning to dancing. You turn beauty to ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can.
You turn graves.
You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one.
Oh, you turn graves.
You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing, nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing, nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing.
Nothing is better than you.
Come on.
nothing better than you, Lord.
There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better.
Grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness, for your love. God, we thank you, Jesus, right here tonight, God. For all that you are, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray right tonight, God, right here, right now, this moment, God. God, I pray for a greater awareness, God. I pray for greater revelation. I pray for greater understanding, God. Of this love, of this mercy, that there's nothing greater, there's nothing that I can look for, there's nothing that can try to satisfy me that's greater than you. You're the answer for every problem, you're the answer for everything that I go through, you're the answer to every hurt, you're the answer to every sickness, you're the answer to every disease, you're the answer for every, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you. Nothing matches you, God. Nothing compares to your love. Nothing compares to the love that you have for me, God. Nothing compares to the love that He has. Nothing. Can you say nothing? Come on, say nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Hallelujah. Nothing compares to the love of God. Nothing. Hallelujah. He outweighs it all. He outweighs it all. Tell your neighbor, He outweighs it all. Someone shout out to somebody. He outweighs it all. His love for you outweighs it all. It outweighs all the darkness. It outweighs all the fears. It outweighs the troubles. His love outweighs it all. It's greater than that. It's greater than that. There's nothing that can separate you. Nothing. Than this love that He has for you. And it takes faith to believe it, receive it, to believe it, a revelation of understanding. I pray that God gives you revelation and understanding. Right here tonight. Can you just lift up your hands? Come on, just all of us lift our hands. Father God, I pray right now. This love that overwhelms me. This love that overwhelms me. I pray, God, Lord, for a greater revelation and understanding that we can have to God, Lord, that we can walk it out in reality of your mercy, of your grace. It causes me to surrender. It causes me to surrender, God, this love that you have for me. This love that you have that overcomes any enemy that tries to come against me. Nothing is greater than your love. Your love never fails. It never fails. It never runs short. It never fails. It never fails me. Your love is nothing greater than your love. And I thank you for that. Amen. Come on, say, I receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, shout unto God. Shout unto God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the rocks cry out. Hallelujah. Let them shout. Hallelujah. Let all those foul spirits or whatever that might be running around out tonight, tell them hallelujah. He's on the throne. Hallelujah. The Lord is on the throne. He's above it all. Drugs, addiction, whatever it might be, He's above it all. Hallelujah. He's above it all. Hallelujah. Woo! I want you to know the world's running. They're running. They're in the darkness that they're in because they've not had the revelation of God's love. Because once it gets you, once extra gripped by this love. This love. This love that gripped Jesus in the grave. Hallelujah. The love from the Father that gripped him. Say, it gripped me. Death could not. Death, where's your sting? Death, where's your sting? Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. That gripped him. That gripped him. Hallelujah. That gripped him. That pulled him out of that place. That's that love that's alive today, right here, brother. Right here, right now. That love's real. That love's powerful. It's mighty. Hallelujah. It pulls down strongholds. It's that love. Hallelujah. It's that love that I taste and say, the Lord's good. It's that love, hallelujah, that causes me to run. It's that love that causes me to leap over any wall. It's that love that puts a fire in my belly to run. It's that love. It's that love. It's that love that I surrender to. I pray you surrender tonight. Just give it up. Wave the white flag. Say, I surrender. I surrender to your love right here tonight. Amen. Tonight. Tonight. Right now. Right now. Right now. I surrender. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, 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 God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I believe that God's building faith tonight. I believe God's building faith in a people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To believe God for what He said is real. I want to stir you. I want to stir your hearts that when we read this, hallelujah, when we say these words, not just words, that this is reality, that this can be truth in me, a living truth, a living reality, a present truth within me, hallelujah, that I walk in, that I walk out, hallelujah, that I experience it. Not someday, not someday, not someday, today, today, today I want to take, not someday, hallelujah. I don't want to sit before and taste and see the Lord is good. But now, today, right here, right now, when I wake up tomorrow, hallelujah, before my feet hit the ground, I want to say the Lord is good and His mercy endures, hallelujah, forever, hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Woo, hallelujah. He is who He says He is. I want you to know I have a mission to reflect this love that God has for you. To demonstrate, to pour it out of from every part of my being. Share with you of this goodness. Share with you of this mercy. That we walk together experiencing the greatness of God. That we walk in the reality of it. Today, right here, every one of us. It's hand to hand. Side by side. We walk it out. We walk it out. We show the world what it looks like. We show the world what it looks like. Those that are in darkness, we show what light looks like. We show them what light looks like. We show them what love looks like. Because they don't know. We need to be the salt of the earth. We need to be the salt. We need to be the flavor. The flavor that they say, taste and see. That when you come in their life, they say, oh, God's good. God's good. That they're in awe of who you are, God. You're just a reflection of Christ. Of His image and likeness. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, praise team.
There we go. All
right. I like a little bit of walking music. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I need to get fired up.
Come on.
Oh, God bless everybody on Facebook. Those that are streaming tonight. I pray that your faith be stretched.
Yes, sir.
I feel the presence of God.
Heavy here
tonight. Something really unique right here. I just pray that there's be a stretching capacity within you to receive. Or I can say this, to be downloaded within you. That it be downloaded within you. Thank you, Jesus. Where's my glasses? Listen, this is something I read every day, one of my scriptures. I love to read. I love to stand in it because I am challenged. Whew. God's stretching me beyond boundaries that I've been comfortable with. It's causing me to step out in faith and declaring things that I haven't seen, but believing that they shall be. Having a faith in God that Mark 11:22 says, a faith in God. And they misquoted it because actually it means the faith of God. I believe this with all my heart. As I was in prayer, I felt that God saying that He's going to put a faith of God within us. The faith of God. We need that. We need that right now. And it comes to those that are seeking, those that are knocking. Man, I want to seek with everything. I want to knock. Hallelujah. I want to knock. Hallelujah. I want to be annoying to heaven. Hallelujah. I want to keep knocking. Hallelujah. You know why? You know why? Because there's some miracles that haven't been answered yet in somebody's lives. There's some things. There's some family members that I know that that aren't worshiping and knowing, experiencing, walking in the fullness of He is. So I got to keep knocking. I can't stop knocking. I got to keep knocking. That I'm seeking, I'm running after you. I gotta keep knocking. I gotta keep knocking, Randy. And as I believe that God's gonna pour out He's gonna release unto us a God-like faith to those that are asking. You're asking and asking and continue to ask it. And you keep asking in faith and believing, God, Lord, that, Lord, whatever is in me that, God, Lord, that Lord, is restricting it, God, Lord, let it be loosened from me. Let it be wiped out of me, God. Let it be washed away from me, God, Lord, that I can receive what You have. That I can receive. God, let my will be Your will, God. That sometimes our will isn't God's will. Sometimes we try to do it for our own selfish reasons. I want to be at a place, a church, at a place of surrender, that just church... This church, this place to be a place of surrender. We have no other agenda but God. We have no other agenda. We're not here to build a program. We're not here to build a ministry. We're not here to build a name. We're not here for that. But I'm here. I'm here to demonstrate. I know the Word of God tells me that I'm here to demonstrate the goodness and mercy of God. I'm here to demonstrate the works of the Father. Jesus says, I'm here, hallelujah. I am working the works of my Father. I work the works of my Father. I'm doing the works that my Father asked me to do. I'll finish it. I will finish. I will do it. It might look foolish. Those that came against Him daily, not just once in a while. They came against Him daily for what He said. They crucified what they thought He said. Assumption. See, I want us to walk in this reality, this understanding of this, of who He is. Mark 11:22 said that He's stretching my faith. He's stretching me, pulling me. I really feel that. I don't know about you, saints, making me feel more uncomfortable. Making me feel a little bit uncomfortable that getting out of my comfort zone. Because sometimes I talked last night about being conformed. Sometimes the Bible says that we get confused. We get confused because sometimes we feel like we conform to the world, to the world. We conform to it. That we get in the... We get conformed to it. We kind of... Like we rub elbows with it. And we get kind of in the routine of the world system. And we get okay with things that God says not okay. Sickness is not to be tolerated. Brokenness... You're anointed to heal. You're anointed to heal the brokenhearted. You're anointed. He went to the cross and died and rose and seated with Him, the Father, so that you would be anointed. You're anointed. Tell your neighbor you're anointed. You're anointed not to go to heaven. You're anointed right here to work the works and demonstrate what the Father has. All that He is, right here. But He's looking for some people right here. He's looking for some people that will walk with Him, the people that will believe Him for what He says is true. We speak word, we speak things that... And I've been convicted over the year, over the past 2 years, of saying things that God says, do you really believe that? Or are you just saying it? Is that just your creed? Or do you believe it? Do you believe it? Is it saturated in you? Do you believe it with everything that you say, every fiber of your being? Or is it just a cliche? I want you to be confident of this very thing. He who has begun a good work in you shall finish it. See, that got me, that quickened me right here in the Spirit. That God wants to finish it. God wants to quicken it. He says, the promises that I have for you are yes and amen. Just yes and amen. Just yes and just believe. That's the only thing, the requirement that I have for you is just yes and believe. Just believe. Just believe. Believe everything that I said. Believe the words that I've given you. Believe the words that I've given from my Father, that I've spoke, that I've demonstrated, that now you walk it out. You demonstrate it. You. He says, and verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whatever that is, I want you right now, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. And picture the mountain. Picture the mountain, whatever it might be. That mountain is something bigger than you. That mountain is bigger than you, whatever that might be. There's something that you personally might be facing right now. Right now. But I'm here to tell you that God says this. That mountain can be moved. Do you know that? Do you hear that? You hear me tonight? I want you to hear that. And it takes a mountain mover faith. He's looking for some mountain movers. He's looking for some mountain movers that have that kind of faith. You can open your eyes. That kind of faith. Say that kind of faith. He's looking for some giant killers. He's looking for some giant killers that don't stand around wondering, what will we do? I've told you what to do. I've given you my word, wondering how can we do this? That the children of Israel stood around and they looked at one another and admired and were in awe. Oh my goodness, this is so bad. But David walked in this scene, who was a giant killer, had faith of that belief bigger than the giant that he killed. And he said, what do you mean? So I want some giant killers to be, not to tolerate it. Not to put up with it. What happens if I lay hands and they don't get healed? If that ain't your problem, you're not the healer. I'm looking for those ones that are willing to step out. Willing to throw the rock that they have that I've given them. Not to have a conversation about the giant. No, but slay the giant. See, I want to gather around some giant killers. Come on, amen. You want to be a giant killer? I want to be a giant killer. I want to be a mountain mover. Because I know too many people, Mamsie, too many people that have mountains that are bigger. You might not have a mountain in your life right now. You might not have one. You might not need a miracle. You know, I might be desperate. But God's put a desperation in my heart for those that are lost, those that are hurting, those that are wounded, those ones that have a sentence on their life. And I can't stand by and I talk about the giant when... He says, you're a giant killer. Raise up giant killers. God kind of faith. The fire that I have is not something that I require on my own. It's praying. It's finding myself in praise of praying that God stirred a fire within my belly. For the past 2 years, it's increasing. More than ever. Fire. Fire. Fire of faith that God wants to put in our hearts. Stir us. Tell someone to be stirred. Stirred. He said, ask that they'll be removed. That's God's word. Is that his word? Am I lying? See, he's looking for people that, it's not moved. I won't stop knocking. I won't stop asking. I'm going to keep knocking. Listen, I want to give you this Psalms 37. I don't know where we're going to go here. There's sometimes some scriptures that get in you that just let meditate upon it. And watch, I promise you, watch the scripture come alive in you. Watch it come alive. Just ask God to cause you to love the Word of God. Get in it. But ask God. Let me love your Word, God. And he said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it. I want you to get the bring it. I want you to be stirred by this right here, that you commit your ways, my ways. That I commit my ways to his, and then trust him. That makes me uncomfortable sometimes. I like my way. I like my things. It's easy to conform. It's easy to fit in. It's easy just to sit back. It's easy. That's easy. Tell your neighbor that's easy. That's easy. But listen, I want you to know that, listen, that I have the Spirit, hallelujah. I have the Spirit of God within me, hallelujah. I have the Spirit of God within me. Not to conform. To be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I got you to hear this. I want you to hear this. But God says, I'm going to bring it. The rolling, that word commit means rolling onto somebody. Rolling on. That word commit, say it means rolling. Rolling. See, listen, I want to have rock and roll faith. I want to have rock and roll faith. Amen. A faith that rocks and rolls. Hallelujah. That rocks and rolls some of the stones. See, Jesus had that kind of faith. Remember, because Mary, she got up when it was still dark. Amen. So I want you to know that we got to get up like we talked about last week, that sometimes you don't feel like it, that you're not aware of it, but that's knocking. Tell someone that's knocking. I want to see the mountain move, but you got to get up sometimes when it's still dark. Come on. When it's still dark with it, you can't really see the way. You're not sure what's in front of you. You're not sure what you're going to find when you get there. But a faith that's willing to get up when it's dark for its light. It's easy to move when you have the answer. It's easy to worship whenever you've got everything taken care of, everything in its line. It's easy to shout unto God. But when you're chained and you're bound, and God says you're free, and you're facing an impossibility in your life by yourself and you're alone, that's getting up in the dark. But God's faith is enough. God's faith is enough. She got up and she was moving towards. And as she got there, questions that are in our hearts sometimes is. Sometimes there's questions in our hearts. You have questions? It's okay. But keep walking in the Spirit. Listen, I'm here to share something with you. There's been times that I wanted to run out the back door. There's times that I didn't feel faithful. I didn't feel like I was able to do it or sing another song. I didn't know if I could do it or preach another sermon. But I promise you this. I'm not saying this arrogantly, but I kept walking. And I didn't know where I was. I didn't know the answer. I didn't know what was in store. It wasn't like I was walking with this, oh, I know. No. I was walking in fear, Bill. I was walking in, I didn't know how to get there. I didn't know the answers. I don't know how to pastor a church. I don't know how to, I don't know how to be the answer. I don't know how to do or be the answer for everything. I don't know all this. I don't know. God says, just walk with me. I learned to listen. I learned to hear Him. I learned to trust Him. I learned to begin to commit it to Him. Things that are bigger than me, Mimsy. Things that I got to get my hands on it. God says, no, just give it to me. Little things. Learn to knock. Learn to seek. Learn to ask. And as Mary got closer, she said, how can this stone be rolled away? See, God knows you got it. How can this mountain, I feel it here tonight, but this mountain's big, but God's bigger. See, without God, it's impossible. But with God, all things. There's not a mountain that can stand. It crumbles. It shakes. It fears. Mountains are moved in the presence of God. Mountains are moved in prayer. And so she began to go questioning God, but just going, God, Lord, I don't understand. I don't know how I'm going to get there. We all face this, but I'm here to tell you, don't stop. Don't stop. Keep walking. Keep moving. Keep moving after God. Keep moving. Hallelujah. Because you're walking in a new day. You're walking in the new day. You're walking in a reality, a truth. That you know what? It's not about what you see with your natural eyes. It's not about that. But it's about who He is and about what He's done. That what's in you. That you walk it out until it becomes your reality. Until it becomes... It's not just a possibility. I have destroyed the works of the devil, He said. He came to manifest and demonstrate, to manifest and destroy. Say destroy. To raise hell. Raise means to destroy. R-A-Z-E. To destroy the works of the devil. It's not just a possibility. Come on, tell someone it's not just a possibility. It's not just words. This stuff that Jesus said, they had so hard time swallowing it. They did. Like us. This is big. Mountains moving. And so as she got closer, she looked and it was already gone. It was already rolled away. The mountain was moved. She didn't do it. Tell someone she didn't do it. See, God wants people. I want you to see this. God wants people. You got to get this. God wants people that stand in faith, believing as they walk towards Him. Mountains move. Listen, I want you to see this. He said, but you commit your ways unto Him. Trust also in Him, and He'll bring it. Oh, man, I just pray that this quickens you right here. That I'll bring it. Say He'll bring it. What's He bringing? I'm bringing everything that I am. All the resources that I have. I'm bringing it. Tell someone I'm bringing it. I got to stay here till you get it. See, if you roll it on to Him, if you commit it to Him and you trust in Him, He's going to bring it. If you commit what you have, whatever it looks like. That little bit mustard seed. Is that? Oh, yeah. Just tiny. Tiny. If you committed to Him, you trusted Him. If you commit to Him what you got, are you ready? He'll commit what He has to you. I feel like that, like I never ever felt that in my life. That God says, if you commit it to me, Chris, commit what you got. Commit your life to me. You surrender what you have to me, and all that I have, I'll commit to you. See, Jesus walked in that reality and that truth, that all that the Father had. He said, Father, I pray this prayer not for any reason, but just for them, that they would know that you hear my prayers. I'm asking on them, but God, Lord, I know that whatever I say, you answer. That you hear my prayer. See, it's not arrogant because it's realizing that there's nothing that I have. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Hebrews 11:6. Are you okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel this. Just feel this right now. Just receive this right here. Something you're facing that's bigger. I'm here to give you hope and encouragement right now. Somebody watching, somebody where you're sitting right now. Hebrews 11:6 says this. It says, but without faith, it is impossible. Say impossible. To please God. See, I want you to know that God's put faith, every one of us, a measure of faith is in you. Say it's in me. It's meant to increase. It's meant to go beyond borders. It's meant to break out of you. It's meant to be a hellraiser. It's meant to destroy the works of the devil. Make it your reality, a possibility within your life, every one of us. He says, but it's impossible without faith to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek them. Those that diligently seek Him, He will reward. Hallelujah. He will reward that. He will commit to you as you act in faith, as you step out in faith, that He cannot go against His word. That when you stand in His word, He cannot lie. But He's got to respond to the words that you declare. He's got to say yes to it. As we walk towards it. That He agrees with only His words. And we stay there. We don't hesitate. We don't get out of it. But He's a rewarder. He rewards those. He'll commit. He'll commit. Tell your neighbor, He'll commit. He'll commit to you. But it's a giant. It's a mountain moving faith. It's a giant killing faith. It's not intimidated. Doesn't run. It submits. And it's standing in a place of receiving and believing, 1 Corinthians 13. I'm telling you, listen, if you haven't taken that serious, the commission, the declaration of 1 Corinthians 13, please do it. It'll set a fire within your belly as you read it every day, every day, every day, read it every day. Get a picture of this love that He has for you. He's patient. When you're not listening to Him, He's patient. That's what it looks like. See, the more that I see what His love looks like, it causes me to bend. It causes me to bend. It causes me to bow. It causes me to surrender. When I see this love that He's bestowed upon me, this love. Bird. He said, of them that diligently seek Him, But this is faith. This is Genesis. It talks about faith. And I just want to share a couple of these with you real quick. But this is what it looks like. Tell your neighbor, this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like. That God's not asking you anything, or that we have a picture full of, in the Word of God, of men and women of God that believe without seeing, that they didn't have what you have, that we have the power in you, something greater, that we can look back to see what's already been done on your behalf. They were walking in a place of complete faith, where that they were walking to something that they'd never seen before, that some of these ones never even heard of God or knew that there was this God, that they never experienced anything like we've experienced. But this is what I want us to get. That God wants us to have a faith that, listen, that faith that moves mountains. But you know what the problem is? I believe that some people say, oh, America, oh, this and that. But I believe that people are desperate enough. I believe that we're desperate enough. That, see, in America, we don't really have to be desperate. I'm being real. If you're sick, you go to Walgreens. You got a headache, or... I do. Not. Or if I need this and that, if I need money, if I need finance, I'll go get a loan. Whatever that might be, that sometimes if I need something, whatever that is, I'll feel it. I'll find it. I'll get it. I'm independent. I don't have to. I don't have to walk in blind, a complete surrender. We don't. Because I want you to know that I had the blessing of being in India and watching people walk with desperation. It really began to sink in me the past few months. People that are desperate, people that walk 6, 7, 14 miles to get to church. The church, I mean some folding chairs in a tent that with heat that is impossible, unbearable, that you sweat. I was sweating. My notes were completely soaked that I couldn't even see my writing. They're desperate. They worship everything they got because they were desperate. They didn't go to the doctor. They couldn't go. They needed God. They were desperate for God to heal them. They were desperate for God that you God can heal me. That this is a possibility. You're telling me that I'm not hopeless. That there's hope through Jesus Christ. Yeah. There's hope. I want it. They're desperate. They don't know what their next meal is going to be. And they're desperate. God, we need you, a miracle. We need you to heal us. We need you to help us. See, that's what I mean. That's what I believe. That's that kind of faith. It's that kind of faith that moves mountains. That's why in India, where that I literally seen growths on people's necks fall off. Seen a little girl that was bent up and never walked before stand up to her feet. I've watched hundreds of little kids surround me, desperate for love, desperate to be touched, desperate to be hugged. See, that it's that kind of faith that God shows us in the Bible with Abraham, where that Abraham said, that he told Abraham, he called him, I want to be in a place that here I am, that I'm here, that I'm listening to you, I'm listening, whatever you say, God. And as he heard the voice of God, as he heard, he told him, he says, to move, to leave where you are. You've been conformed to this right here. But I'm telling you, I need you to leave, to get up and go. Get up. Ah, what's it look like? He didn't question. He didn't say, well, what's that look like? Let me check my schedule. Let me see if it fits into the plans that I have for today or tomorrow. But he got up. Not knowing where he was going. Not understanding what was before him. But with faith. And every step that he took, something began to build up. Even though the winds were blowing in the hot desert, it was tearing apart his skin. At 75 years old, God said to him that you will be the father. You'll be the father of faith. You will demonstrate what a mountain mover looks like. What a giant killer is. You will walk this out. And as he walked, as he pursued God, I just want us to see this, that there's something about that. I want to give you these ones. That he called him out of that place. There was no GPS But he began to depend on the Spirit of God, depend upon the next voice of God, depending on what God said next. That he was desperate, he was looking. He kept knocking so that he could hear the voice again, that he can ask and see, God, Lord, what do you want me to do next? Where do you want me to be, God? What do you want me to do? That I surrendered, that I was, he was at that place. That's who I want to be. That's what I want to do. And he says, he called him out. He says, but he wasn't conformed. Listen, it says, and the Lord appeared unto him, Abraham, he said unto him, thy seed I will give thee the land, there build it. It didn't even make sense to him. Some of this stuff doesn't make sense to us. We think, what, really? That's what we're called? Yeah, yeah. And he says, and he appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched a tent from Bethel on the west of Ai. This is a powerful picture of us to understand what happened here. The only way to move forward in faith is not to look back. Because it'll stop you. That we need to keep our eyes on Bethel, which speaks of the house of God. Speaks of God. Where God resides. And Ai was where you came from. It's in the past. Paul said this. He says, it's not like I've apprehended, but I press towards the mark. I have not apprehended. I don't fully understand. I don't fully understand. I've not got all my answers. I've not all got my prayers answered. But I press towards the mark. I'm not looking back. Tell your neighbor, I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back. But I'm pressing towards Him. To the high calling. Listen. Can you give me a minute here? Are you all right? I got to relate this. I got to share this. And then God asked him this ultimate question. I want you to see that God's expanding. I said, I wish sometimes it would get more comfortable. And I'm here to tell you it doesn't. But this, I could tell you this. That when you rest in His love, it doesn't matter what comes your way. When you're wrapped in His arms, when you're sheltered with His love, it might be hard. But keep your eyes on Him. Keep your eyes fixed on Him. Because nothing else matters. Nothing can satisfy like Him. So as he goes, that God said to him, he says, now he had hid this child. He said to him, and he says, Abraham, take your son Isaac, he says, and sacrifice him as an offering. Bring him as an offering. An offering. Yeah. This get me today, because sometimes we have every excuse and every reason not to bring it. I got every excuse in the book. And he had every excuse. This is my only son. You said it, God. Take your only son. Your only son. This is what I got. This is what I have. God says, if you commit it to me, I'll commit to you. See, in Abraham, he said, all right. And he kept walking, he kept moving. And it says, on the third day. Say third day. Third day speaks of the death, burial, and resurrection. Talking about Jesus. About what He did for us. That's why we have the authority to be mountain movers. To be giant killers. And he looked up and his eyes were open. And this is where God wanted him to come. And as he went up there, he realized, you can't outgive God. God provided. And he built an altar because God brought him the provision. He brought it. So I want you to know that he would have never experienced this. God says, if you give it to me, I'm going to press it down. I'm going to shake it. And it's going to run over. You're not just going to have one son, Abraham. Every one of us are part of that. Part of that. Through Abraham's faith. Become part of that. Because of one man's faith. Believe in God. When it didn't look possible, he committed it to him. Listen. I could go on. I could go on and talk about all these things. But I just really was thought this too, that it wasn't about Abraham. It wasn't about Abraham because he didn't. But it was about God. See, it was about God wanting with everything within him to say, Mimsy, if you commit this to me, I'm going to bring everything I got. But I need you to commit it to me. I want you to hear this. I can't take it. You got to lay it down. It's your life I'm asking for. You got to commit it to me. Your ways, your life to me. And I'll replace it with all that I have. Everything that I have. My peace, my joy, my gentleness, my kindness, my love. I'll exchange. I'll give you mine. All that I have. I'll give it to you. See, that's what he was desperate to show Abraham. But he needed him to cooperate. He needed him to say yes. So that he could bring it. And he could say, I want you to know me as Jehovah Jireh. That's not something that somebody could just tell you about. It's something that you commit to and trust. It's something that you walk in. The reality, the truth of it. That when you're desperate, when you're desperate for that, that you let him become your provision. See, Abraham was desperate for God to provide. God will provide. He spoke in faith, my God shall provide. He spoke that, committed to God. He didn't see it. He went all the way to the edge, but he committed it to God. And God says, now I'm going to provide it. Just like Moses, when God asked Moses, I want you to go to Egypt, the place that you escaped from. I want you to go there. And what am I supposed to do? I want you to go there and I want you to bring it. I want you to bring it. Bring what? I am. I am what? That's who I am. I'm everything. I'm all that you need. I'm the provider. I'm the breaker anointing. I am. I'm all that you need, Moses. Just go and bring it. Tell your neighbor, bring it. I want you to bring it. I want you to bring it. Bring it. See, because there's some people there that are desperate. There's people there that are crying, and I hear their cries. And sometimes people are wondering, why isn't God answering my prayers? Because he's waiting for you to bring it. He's waiting for us to bring it. A love they're desperate for. A faith that moves mountains. Rolls stones away. A faith that's a provision. Letting God have an ear to hear that God says, man, I need you to do this. He's desperate. Give it to him. All right, God. I hope you hear me. He said, bring it. Last one I was talking about was, let me share this last one. Is that all right? It's found in Judges. This really touches my heart. Are you all right? You got a minute? We're not going to have any food downstairs tonight. So I'll take that time. Sorry. Here it is. All right. Come on. All right. Yeah. You ready? Here it is. I know it is. It's here. It's in Judges 6. And there was a cry that went to God. And it was people that were shut up in caves. They were in strongholds. They were in a place of fear. And they were there for 7 years from the Midianites. It says that they made them stay in caves in the mountain. God heard their cry. And God went and visited a man named Gideon. I believe that God's looking to visit a church or people. that don't know it or not, but God says, I want you to bring it. I want you to bring it. I'm depending upon you to demonstrate. All I've done it, I've finished. But now I want you to make it the reality in their lives. So he went and he was hiding. He was hiding. Sometimes we're hiding. And God comes in. He steps in the midst of that. They were hiding in strongholds. And he was looking for someone to bring it. And God spoke to his heart and said, it's you, Gideon. It's you. And we could go on and on about how that all the things that he needed a demonstration. He needed God to show him the truth, show him, give him, and he just set all these things as attached to God to say, look, and every one of them were Jesus. They were pictures of Christ. Every one of those ones that I don't have time to go into them, but they're powerful because they're examples of Christ of what we have. We have the answer of Jesus Christ. We have the answer to bring it. We have no excuse. We can bring it. Tell your neighbor, we can bring it. We can bring it if we commit it. So as he says he went, he said, and he committed it. And he says, he asked him, he said, where are the miracles? Where are the miracles? He says, you talk about all this stuff. Where are the miracles that you promised? And God just stepped over. He says, I'm bringing you. I'm bringing you. I'm bringing you. I want you to take the lamps, and he says, I want you to break them. Whew. I want you to break the shade. Knock the lamps. Break the shades. Break those vessels. Break them. Open them up. Let the light shine in darkness. That you're the hope of the world. You are. You are. I'm waiting for you to bring it. Isaiah 59, as we finish here. Would you stand to your feet? And when the enemy shall come in, whether the calm was before or after, it doesn't matter. Sometimes it feels like the enemy comes in like a flood. It doesn't matter. Because the Bible says this. The enemy will come in like the flood, but the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Listen. I want you to get this, but he'll lift up a standard. I want you to realize that, listen, your standard, you're the ensign, you're the token. You're the token that God talked about with Moses. Moses, I want you to go to be an ensign. I want you to be the standard that's lifted up in my name. I want you to be the example. I want you to go in faith and believing who I am. I want you to walk in there not intimidated. I want you to walk in not fearful. But I want you to know that you're led by the Spirit of God. That you're moved by the Spirit of God. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid. Don't let doubt rise up. I am who I said I am. But I'm looking for somebody to bring it. I'm looking for somebody to make it a reality. I've already conquered death. I'm looking for you to walk it out. And here's why I know that this is it. Because the Bible says this. I'm going to raise up a standard. And he says, arise. Shine. Arise and shine. In the new day that we're walking in the new day. This is the day the Lord has made. He's already risen. I don't rise in my own strength, but I rise in the light that He gave me. He called me out of darkness. He called me out of darkness. He called me out of darkness to be the light of the world, to be a demonstration, to overcome darkness. Now when I show up, hallelujah, where's darkness at? Where's its strength? There's a light that shines in me, in us, so bright. We can say, arise, shine. For the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon you and His glory shall be seen upon you. Tell someone to rise. All right. Don't be intimidated. Just lift up your hands. As we close our eyes, whatever mountain we're facing. Holy Father, Holy God, Holy God, Holy God. In Revelations 4:8 it says, which is, which was, and which is to come. Which is, which was, which is to come. The Spirit of God spoke that to my heart today. I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I was the God of Moses. But I want to be the God that is today. Right here, right now. And I want you to bring it. I want you to bring it. And if you don't, I am the God that is to come. Doesn't matter. But I want you to bring it. Arise. Heavenly Father, right here, right now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank Him that He believes in you. He believes in you when you don't believe in Him. The Bible said His last prayer to the Father was this. He said, Father, He said, keep them, hold them, God, because they've kept Your word. These are the disciples He's talking about. They didn't keep His word. They ran. But see, God trusted them, but believed in them when they didn't believe in themselves. He says, no, Father, You keep them. You keep them because they will. I see them as You see them, Father. I see them. I see them in full potential. I see them in Your faith. I see them with God's faith. I see them as mountain movers. I see them as giant killers. I see them that way, Father, in the what I see. Hallelujah. He that begun the work shall finish it. He shall finish it. He shall finish it. Come on, say, He shall finish it. He shall finish it. Whatever it might be. Come on. Mountains move. Come on, lift up your hands. Mountains move. They can't stay. They can't stay. They can't stay. Addiction can't stay. Come on. Sickness can't stay. It's got to go. It's got to go. Speak the word of God over your life. Speak the word. We can't wait for someone else to do it. You got to. You're your greatest prophet. You speak to your life. Speak to your body. Don't let your body speak to you. Speak to your body. Tell your body, body, agree with the God's word. I tell my body every day, body, submit to God's word. Submit to God's word. You got to submit to it. You bow your knee to God's word. Submit. Doubt, run and flee from me now in Jesus' name. I don't care how many times you do it. How many times you do it. How many times it takes. Something happens. As you bring it, God brings it. He'll give you what you can't do. He'll do it. Heavenly Father, I pray right now. Right now to each and every one of these ones here today. I pray, I feel, God, Lord, just an exchange of faith. I feel it right here. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Right now. Right now, God. Right now, hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah. Right now, world changers, mountain movers, hallelujah. Giant killers, hallelujah. Right here, right now. Right now, lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick. Speak life. Speak life. Father God, I thank You. If anybody needs prayer after, I want you to come here and pray. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. I thank all those that are watching. I pray that you receive this. Share this. Share this message. It's bold. Bold. Stand in it. Nothing else. We'll declare with all of our hearts that we are God's knocking. Are you? Keep knocking. Open up and let Him in. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Give God a shout.